Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as I was preparing to come on the air, the Lord just placed on my heart that some of you that are listening are really embattled, and you've upset, you're distressed, and you need the Lord to minister to you. The Word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, there's a description of the armor of God, which we're to wear. It's our spiritual protection. And the scripture speaks of our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Amplified translation reads, "And having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace." So, beloved, God has given you the weapons that you need to fight the enemy of your soul that would rob you of peace. The scripture tells us we're to be anxious for nothing. And wherever you go, beloved, you go as an able minister of the gospel of Christ. You're an ambassador of the Prince of Peace, the mighty King who will one day rule and reign from Jerusalem, which is also called the City of Peace. Sail means peace. And so, beloved, the Lord wants a divine, heaven-breathed peace which will permeate every fiber of your being. Sometimes it's possible to get so stressed and so upset and so worked up over situations the enemy brings against us, and the Lord does not want you to stay in that condition. And so I'm asking the Lord to do a twofold work, that He will give to you, even as you're listening, an abiding peace that will pass all understanding regarding those concerns and the cares of your life that you're facing right now. And also, if we're able to live and walk in that kind of peace, then my prayer is that we, as God's ambassadors, will be able to have an anointing and an ability to impart this heavenly peace wherever we go. You know, it's really awesome and amazing to contemplate the kind of power and authority that this peace brings. We have an ability to extend the kingdom of God on this earth. For this reason, Jesus declared, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." That's Matthew 5 and 9. And I believe that we'll not see God's kingdom truly extended on this earth until the King returns. Remember, Jesus said that the kingdom is within you. And as we allow the King to reign on our heart and His kingdom to live and move and breathe in His kingdom, that we will affect the very souls of men to bring that same kind of peace. Praise God. A dramatic illustration of this is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 5 and 6, and I'll share the Amplified. "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this household.' That is, freedom from all the distresses that result from sin be with this family. And if anyone worthy of peace and blessedness is there, the peace and blessedness you wish shall come upon him. But if not, it shall come back to you." Jesus made this statement after He commissioned the 70 to go out ahead of Him into every town and the places where He Himself was about to visit. And as I thought about these scriptures, perhaps we're able to see a pattern for evangelization. What do you think? That is, before Jesus is able to enter, First, there must be a preparation by his disciples by declaring and proclaiming the good news. This gospel of peace, beloved, ends the enmity between God and man. He has made you and I able ministers of the New Testament, committing unto us the ministry of reconciliation. This world is so fraught with turmoil, with unrest, with strife, that God's peace is a dramatic and distinguishing mark of the Christian. How truly the Scriptures declare, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." That's Isaiah 57:21. Well, before I go any further, I just want to pray right now with you. If you've had a rough day and you just need God's peace, Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can come to you, the King of Peace, and that you are willing to impart your peace. Lord, you said to cast all of our care upon you because you care for us. And right now, by faith, we cast every care. Lord, I take authority over the work of the enemy that has come against your beloved. And Father, I loose right now that peace that passes all understanding right now to flood their spirit, to just pervade every part of their soul, their emotions, Lord, right now, their physical bodies to be released from stress right now, in Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. For the Lord would say, "My beloved, for I have seen how the enemy has sought to wear you down with unrelenting efforts through the actions and attitudes of others. He's tried to make you frustrated and impatient through circumstances that have arisen. He's wanted to make you anxious and fretful. But today I speak to your spirit, fear not, for I am with you. Even this day, as you cast your cares upon me, I will lift those burdens. I will give respite from the battles in the comfort of my encircling love. As you choose to quiet your soul in me, behold, you shall know that I am God. I am your Redeemer who compasses you about with songs of deliverance. As you lean upon me anew and afresh, I will keep you in perfect peace as your mind is stayed upon me, says the Lord." Praise God. Father, we just claim that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've been wanting to share with you some, I trust, familiar and perhaps basic truths, but when Ephesians talks about the armor of God, one of the weapons that we are given, in fact, it is called our offensive weapon, is the Word of God. We do have the shield of faith and all the other, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Those are all defensive weapons, but the sword of the Spirit or the Word of God is an offensive weapon against the work of the enemy. And just as Jesus gave us demonstration and gave us example in his own life when he was tempted of the devil in the wilderness as he concluded his fast, it will have the same effectiveness in our lives as we utilize the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit. Hear what God's Word says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12. "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." What I'd like to do, for as long as the Lord allows, is just to really examine and look at this passage of Scripture. And as God's people, the Lord wants us to be led by the Word of God. Nothing supersedes the Word of God. No prophecy, no word of any man, but God's Spirit, which caused the Word of God, which is inspired, it is the Word and the will of God given to man, were led by the Word as well as by the Spirit of God. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's how we grow up. That's how we transcend from being just a little baby in Christ, using the milk of the Word, being nourished by the milk, and growing up into a mature son and daughter of God, able to handle the meat of the Word. And so what I'd like to do is share with you seven qualities of the Word of God. First of all, it's divine. What is it? It is the Word of God. It's divine. It expresses the will and the mind of God. That Greek word logos is from lego, which means to speak. It's the intelligent word as the expression of that intelligence. In other words, it's the intelligent utterance of God. In John, the first chapter, Jesus, in his pre-incarnate state, is called the Logos of God, the Word, meaning the first immaterial intelligence and then the expression of that intelligence in speech that humans could understand. The Amplified says, "For the Word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, which is the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, that is, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart." So we're talking about the Word of God, the qualities that it possesses, and first of all, we have to understand it is divine. It is of God. And what's the next thing? It's alive. That word means it's quick, from that Greek word zeo, to live, from zeo, to be warm, praise God. So the Word of God is quick. Our words will pass away, but in contrast, God's words live on, praise God. Well, my time is quickly coming to an end, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on looking at the Word of God and its pertinence and application for our lives. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.